Right now, undergraduate students leave the UW-Madison with an average of about $20,000 of loan debt under their belts. Jennifer Knox is a senior information systems major at the UW. She says she went to college on an academic scholarship and she'll still graduate roughly $10,000 in debt. What makes that more stressful, she says, is that her father and sister recently went to college and have student loan debt of their own.
For people who are graduating with a lot of loan debt, that American dream gets farther and farther off of being able to own a car and a home and really have a stable lifestyle.
A proposal by congressional Democrats would lower interest rates on undergraduate subsidized loans over the next 5 years. Currently, the rate on these Stafford loans is locked in at nearly 7%. By 2011, the proposal in Congress would lower that rate to roughly 3.5%. Susan Fisher is the director of student financial services at the UW-Madison. She says she's glad Congress is looking at lowering student loan rates, but it's important that other higher ed programs don't get cut to pick up the bill.
Any increase has to be followed by a decrease, and there might even be some mandate that that happen. So where is the decrease coming from? If this is going to increase the budget, what's going to get cut?
Fisher says one practical effect of lower interest rates is that students have more freedom to choose whatever career path appeals to them without worrying it won't make enough money to pay off their debt. But she says she'd also like to see more grant funds available to students, regardless of whether lower student loan rates become law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.